Well, tonight and tomorrow, guys of all ages and ping pong abilities will be picking up their little bats and small white bouncy balls and ping ponging their hearts out for a very good cause. The event is the Ping Pong-a-thon, a 24-hour table tennis event which raises funds to help in the fight against sex trafficking. The founder of this incredible event is Adrian Rouse, and he joins me now. Welcome, Adrian.
Thanks, Claire.
Adrian, let's get to the most serious important question first, and that is, where did you find the bearded guy in orange spandex and green sweatbands that you have on all your advertising?
Well, it's not a good story, I'm afraid. He is a random stock photo that our graphic designer came across and purchased.
He's fabulous, I just have
to
say.
He is. But we did have a venue organiser that looks a little bit like him, and everyone thought it was him.
Oh, so
that
wow.
That was kind of a bit hilarious.
But. Yeah, he's pretty funny. Look, you started this event in 2011. You got 15 mates together for your first 24-hour table tennis marathon, and you raised $10,000 that first year. What inspired you to start this event?
Yeah, look, it came out of my experiences living and working in Thailand for 2 years. I had the opportunity to serve as the director of a small non-profit organisation that basically provided a whole range of support services to teenage boys who mm-hmm. were living and working in the red light areas in Chiang Mai. Mm. And these boys are essentially, most of them homeless, having issues with drugs and alcohol, and just coming from extremely poor families and being sent to the city to fend for themselves and having very low levels of education. And so, resorting to sex work as a means of survival, essentially.
Wow. And what's fascinating to me is this is mostly known as an issue that affects girls and young women, but you just said that you were working with teenage boys, so there's really, it knows no bounds.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, any person can be vulnerable to human trafficking or sexual exploitation, and often it's poverty that's a driver that essentially, it cuts off the options for people. When you don't have education, when you don't have job skills, when you don't have the basic life skills to be able to get a normal job and survive, as we don't even have to think about most of us here in Australia, you're very limited as to what you can do with your life and you have to survive. So you find any way you can to do that.
Mm. Who will the funds go to? Which organisations?
Well, we have 8 partner organisations, predominantly working in Southeast Asia, and they all take a different focus when it comes to combating human trafficking. So some of our partners are 100% focused on prevention. Mm-hmm. Others are around rescue. So many Australians will be familiar with Destiny Rescue, so mm-hmm. they're our rescue-focused partner. Others are focused on changing the big picture. So IJM Australia, International Justice Mission, their focus is on strengthening the legal systems in a country that will end up becoming a deterrent to people who are involved in human trafficking by way of convictions and sentencing. So there's a whole range of approaches, and we put all of our partners together and essentially we're tackling the issue from all angles.
How much do you expect to raise this year?
We've raised about $115,000 so far, and
that's
our
great.
Aim this year is to hit
$200,000. Wow. Why ping pong? We've all heard of walkathons and readathons. Why did you choose this sport?
Yeah, well, look, we chose this sport. I always put it down to bad pizza, actually. but there's a few reasons. But the main one is that we wanted to engage boys and men predominantly with this event, because men are the drivers of demand when it comes to human trafficking. But unfortunately, for a variety of reasons, men are pretty absent when it comes to being part of the solution or being advocates on this issue. So we thought we were trying to think of, how could we engage men particularly in a fun way to take a first step of becoming an advocate on this issue. So we came up with table tennis because, anyone can play. You don't have to be amazing to be able to pick up a bat and have a hit. Mm. And most of us at a camp or in school or you know, on a family holiday have had a hit at one point or another. So.
Yeah. And you're right, it's a fun thing, which kind of is a nice balance to what is a very serious issue.
Yeah, and that's what we found our events as well, without even meaning to. A lot of guys turn up, and we've realised that a lot of Aussie blokes are pretty isolated in their day-to-day lives and, you know, lacking healthy community experience. And so a lot of guys will come to our event not even knowing anyone.
Mm.
So they'll make friends over, you know, we invite guys to play for 3 hours as a minimum. So you don't have to play for 24, but after playing sport with someone, having a hit, having fun, laughing, so, you know, a couple of hours, you make friends. And then the other aspect is that, you know, you feel like you're part of changing the world in some small way.
Yeah, fantastic. And you've got about more than 40, I think, organisations and venues participating.
Yeah, 44 venues running this year. So we had 24 last year. So we seem to pretty much double in size every year since
Great.
We started. So this year, for the first time, we have events in every state in the country. If you want to get involved, you've got to be quick. I think our last Sydney venue is actually Friday, Saturday this weekend.
Okay. And people can go on your website to check out the details.
Yeah. Essentially, you just sign up at pingpongathon.com and you choose your venue, you choose the 3 hours that you want to play, and you invite your family and friends to sponsor you and turn up at your venue and have a lot of fun and in the process change someone's life.
Great. That's Adrian Rouse, the founder of Pingpongathon, and you can check it all out on the website pingpongathon.com.